Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. The life that once danced across expansive fields and meadows is now but a whisper on the lips of the barren plains that stretch beyond the horizon. The present landscape, a far cry from the verdant pastures of yore, plays host to the eerily emblematic New World Barrens. But what does survival look like in these desolate expanses? Surviving the Barrens, a how-to guide for the doomed, the sparse survivors of the ecological collapse navigate a treacherous living in the New World Barrens. Nomads, with sunken eyes shadowed by the brims of tattered caps, wander in search of scarce resources. Their silhouettes, cast long by the fierce, unfiltered sunlight, bear the burden of their survival, a satchel of tools, seeds that may never sprout, and the hope of finding a droplet of water that isn't contaminated by the toxic sins of the past. Among the tools, water finders, arcane devices rejigged from outdated technology, promise the most sacred of commodities, clean water. Those who wield them hold their breath with each sweep over the cracked soil, listening for the telltale beep that rarely comes. The survivors gather, not so much in communities, but in loose protective constellations, not for warmth nor comfort, but for survival tactics shared in hushed tones. They swap seeds like currencies of old, tales of phantom rivers, and rumors of an oasis that once was, a mirage that mocks their desperation. The echoes of fertility, memory as torture. If the eyes are the window to the soul, then the soul of the barrens is parched. Where children once played in fields, now they learn to disguise their tracks from others. The stark reality that they must distrust strangers, a reversal of ancient community ties, speaks volumes of the psychological toll wrought by the devastation. Whispers of the past haunt these plains, reminiscent of a time when Earth was kinder, generous. Survivor tales are punctuated by these memories, of scorched horizons bearing fruit and blue skies unmarred by the metallic taste of industrial betrayal. Adaptation, a cruel, mockingame adaptation, is the cruelest joke played on humanity. Once a mark of ingenuity and growth, it is now a desperate grasp at existence. The nomads cultivate patches of hope in the shape of resilient tubers and cacti. The irony is not lost on them. Nurturing life in a semblance of gardens sculpted in the dust, the omnipresent wind, once a carrier of pollination and life, has mutated into the harbinger of sandstorms, blurring the already faint line between existence and oblivion. Survival requires an elegance of brutality, sharpened instincts, hollowed morals, and a profound understanding of the ephemeral nature of life. Closure. Reflections on lifelessness. With each step on this forsaken earth, the New World Barrens hold a mirror up to humanity, and the image is soul-shattering. Engraved with decrepitude and lined with the shadows of forgotten abundance, the Barrens quietly question, what was the cost of progress? The experience of the New World Barrens, although crafted from reality's harshest fabrics, is inked with the purpose of awakening. As this panorama of desolation presses upon the mind, it leaves an indelible mark, a dark impression urging reflection, and perhaps in vain, the yearning for action.